wants to live twice as long because you get old, brittle, wrinkle.
Well, obviously, it would
you
be
get like you know that saggy skin kind of thing. It's just that's no fun.
No. What?
Are you talking about like keeping young?
Yeah, you know, like proportional.
I think no, because I'll still go with my original answer. To the reason being is because that will allow you to do all the things that you would want to do if you lived twice as long. You know what I mean? Like the experiences.
Reasonable.
I would say that's
money.
That's more of the answer. And I really like, because there's some places or some states that allow you to take a sum over time,
mm-hmm.
not like all lump sum. I would do over time. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. That's Oh geez. Things happening.
Yes.
Over time. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I got my quarrels and qualms.
Why?
Because the people who get the lump sum over time, it's like they get it, you know, like what, like depending on how much you win,
mm-hmm.
40,000 every month or something like that.
Right.
But then, I mean, it's like a supplement, but then the people just like, I don't know. I feel like they get this like mentality that they don't have to do anything for the rest of their lives.
Well, I think the people that get the lump sum are the same way.
Yeah, maybe. All at the same once?
Yeah,
but most of the time when they get it all at once, it's like they spend it all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think over long runs better with that kind of stuff. Anyway.
But you're good with money, so.
I try to be. Welcome to the KY Jimmy Show. My name is Kyle.
My name's Jimmy.
And Jim disappointed me.
I know, Kyle.
We need to talk about it.
We will.
We know what we're going to talk about right now.
Oh, we're going to talk about it right now.
Well, how else are they going to find out?
You're right about that.
All
right.
So, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
So, 2 weeks from today, I will be in Indianapolis, Indiana.
That's 2 weeks from today, Indianapolis,
Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. No?
No.
Music Man?
No.
Anyhow.
Never.
However, as it has come out to me today.
Today,
just now, actually, 5-10 minutes ago.
It was like 15.
Doesn't matter. I'm still pissed.
I can tell.
Jim is not coming with us anymore.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
I want you to know something.
Yes.
Okay. Just putting.
I broke your heart.
Putting it out there.
I broke your heart.
My heart is broken.
Yeah.
I
can't kiss you to make it.
No, that's okay.
To make it feel
no,
better.
That's okay.
I refuse.
No. It's okay. You can stay on that side of the table.
Yeah.
My heart is broken.
I know.
I'm hurt.
I would be hurt too.
I feel hurt.
I know.
Ethan's gonna be hurt.
He's
my car is
hurt. Your car, yes.
Car is definitely.
I will still look it over and make sure everything's okay.
So please tell the audience why you're not going. Because that's an important piece of this.
Why is it an important piece?
Because maybe we can start a Kickstarter or something.
A Kickstarter. Just financial issues have become a burden to me, you know?
Yes.
And it's hard to admit.
Yes.
You know,
Here's the thing I think you're forgetting though.
Yeah.
And it's good that this is therapy for ourselves.
Therapy
that we're doing
for ourselves.
On recording this.
Yes.
You're gonna be spending less than you did last year.
I know.
Just you can admit that at least, right?
I can, yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Here's the other thing I'm upset about. I'm not gonna be able to see your cousins. Cause I was looking for, cause they were really nice people.
They were nice people.
They still are. They're
oh, yeah.
They're alive,
I'm
right?
Sure they'll. I'm sure they'll let you stay there if you.
No, it's. I don't want. No, that's.
No,
that's too. I feel like that's too much to ask.
No, it isn't.
I feel like it is.
I don't. I can still contact them.
Well, anyway, so that's one thing out of the way. Second thing, I don't even know. I don't even have a second thing.
I know.
Really hurt and upset.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So let me ask, because you just said something right when I was talking about this first question.
Uh-huh.
You said I'm really good with my money. How are you with your money?
Terrible with
Why?
My money.
Why? Why are you terrible with your money?
Well.
Because think about this. Hold on. Before you even finish that thought, how often do you get paid?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, knowing how many hours you work and how much you get paid an hour, because you've told me,
mm-hmm.
if you took one paycheck from every 2 weeks, even two, you could pay for a trip. Why don't you have that much money saved?
You don't realize how much I make.
Yes, I do.
How much?
Come on.
Give me a ballpark number.
Ballpark? All right. from the money you've told me, with the hours you do, per paycheck, I'm going to guess 400.
That's what I'm making a month.
A month?
That's what I'm making a month.
Month?
A month.
Jeez. That's ridiculous. That's a ripoff.
I know it's a ripoff. Okay. And it's like I go back and forth to school every day. You know,
yeah,
it's just,
well, that's gas money. I understand. I understand. Okay, so what else is the money trouble besides school? Because you said school.
Yeah.
All right. And your parents are helping or not helping?
They are helping.
But
see, I owe them
money
because of it. Yeah.
Because of school.
Uh-huh.
Right. But I'm sure it's a lot of money that you can't pay off of over like a month. It's like.
Yeah, it's. It's a substantial amount.
Yes, because it's college. I mean, I understand that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. Have your parents told you that you shouldn't go?
Yes, they also told me I shouldn't go.
Damn it, Peggy. Peggy, you're not on my side with this.
Everyone's fighting me on it. My boss.
Not really.
Yeah, it's no fun. And I just like I was telling you. I just found out about my next school semester, and it's pretty much going to be nights all, like, 4 days a week, all night, from, like, 3 to 10, and it's like, I can't work nights, so I'm probably not going to get that promotion anymore.
Jesus.
I know.
That's
it's
ridiculous.
Kind of just, like, I'm getting put in the shitter. That's why I asked about the job, because I'm pretty much getting screwed over there because they're not very happy with...
Right. Well, if you need a fresh start, like I said, give me a resume. I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
I can.
I know you can.
And I will.
And we get paid more. It's just the flexibility.
Like I said, you just need 20 hours.
20 hours.
So are you available Saturday and Sundays?
I am, but the problem is with that, I decided that I need at least one full day to myself to be able to do my work and get my study in.
So you're at school 4 days a week, you said?
4 days a week.
3 to 10?
Yeah, just about. I have to do research, too, so that adds a couple hours beforehand, too.
All right. Well,
depending on the stage of the research.
Right. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's kind of where we're at with this. So
that's
Ethan,
where we're at right now.
Yeah. Ethan is still coming with me. We're all set. We're ready to go.
Yeah, you two are good.
Yeah, we're good. I'm just, you know... My number one concern right now, obviously, is your well-being.
Uh-huh.
Second thing, you know, it's going to be tough, and I'm worried now about not having a mechanic on the trip with me, especially with my car and the travel distance.
Has Ethan been taught stick yet?
He says he has to warm back up to it, but he knows it.
He just has to
get refreshed.
He has to do a refresh.
So he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Man.
I know. It's depressing.
It's very depressing.
Oh, this show's going to be terrible.
Here's the thing, though. And I want you to remember this.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And if you... I understand, like, your money situation. I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Trust me.
Yeah.
But I want to say, and I know, and if you're thinking this... Please don't think that I'm taking this for granted.
Uh-huh.
The situation you're in is not the situation I'm in. I totally get that and understand.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to think that last year when we went, we kept saying this is a once in a lifetime experience, right?
Right.
And we're lucky enough that we were able to plan it again. I don't want you to have money be a hold back for a reason you're going.
No, absolutely.
Because as much as that was last year, a once in a lifetime, this trip is even more because of the added things that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, I know everything that's planned out and everything. It's just
right. Yeah. So it's. I get the situation you're in. I totally do get the situation you're in. It's just it sucks.
People are going to be disappointed.
Yes, it's disappointing either which way you do it. It doesn't matter.
I know.
So.
This sucks.
It does suck. You know, above all, above everything that we've just talked about, you're my friend.
I know.
And I want you to be there.
I know. I
want to
be there.
Because you're my friend.
I want to be there.
Do you want us to Photoshop you in all the pictures, or how do you want this to work?
No. I'm just...
Do you have anyone else that wants to go?
I don't. Honestly, I don't know.
I'm just, you know, throwing it out there.
I hear you.
Because, you know, I was really excited also to have a to be on a trip with two other people one other person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just as a more better gooder, more company around.
Yeah, yeah.
But
more better gooder.
Yes,
more gooder, better gooder. Blah, blah, blah.
And plus of all the hiking that we're doing, because you're like the master of hiking.
I know. I love hiking too.
Doing all that stuff. So
all that fun shit.
All right. Well, do you have any advice for all the hiking that hiking that we're going to be doing this year?
Bring water.
Bring water. Yes, we're going to bring water.
Yeah. Lots and lots of water.
Got to get a cooler now because...
You can have mine.
No, it's fine.
No, man!
All right. Because my mom just sold ours.
She did?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, we need the cooler.
Right.
Things like that. So, all right. Well, we're still... Me and Ethan are still going. So, Ethan's going to have to play the part of Jim over 2 weeks on the show.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It would not be the first time. It's just he's gonna have to get used to it, being that third person on the show.
Oh, the second person.
Second person, because he doesn't really like it that much. But you know, we got to still do it. But in the time that I've been, you know, we've been planning a trip. The other thing I've been doing is working on the website that we have with getting some things updated before we go. So I just wanted to show Jim real quick, like some I didn't.
Oh Jesus!
Or just drop my iPad, why don't you?
Sorry.
Is it okay?
It's okay. All right. It's okay. It's okay.
All right. You're scaring me.
I know. I'm sorry. It's a bad day.
It's
been a bad day.
So I changed around some of the UI on the galleries, especially. So you can see this is smaller up here.
Oh, okay.
And this is changed down here.
Right.
It's a black interface this time. Also, when you change the window size, it changes all the picture sizes.
Isn't that how it was last week?
Last time? No, I'll give you a side-by-side of last time. I don't know if you go the same thing. Day one. Here we go. So this is what it currently looks like. Well, it kept missing a couple things because that's supposed to be different. But this is drawing off the same CSS file. Mm-hmm, that's why it looks like that. Mm-hmm. Regardless, I've been also adding more pictures to the website. Like there's, I'd say, you know, a good 40% even more pictures than we did last time. Just going back through, editing more. Gonna update that when we travel, and then I also updated the if you go to this guy, this trip, this webpage. I think I showed you this last year, but I changed it around a little bit.
Okay.
So
right, it's not as much going on in the background.
Like yeah. So so we're gonna update that right before we leave. So it's ready to go and update stuff once we head out head west. So that's that. So bring water, bring a walking stick. I was gonna bring my ski poles to get the camera like on a stick
I would suggest a collapsible so it doesn't take up as much space.
I don't have a collapsible one.
I have one that you can borrow.
A pole?
Yeah. My really? Dad's.
Oh, okay.
Dad's walking poles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't know your dad had a walking pole. Okay. So we also have to plan also to look in my car for us the time.
Yes.
I'm off Thursday and Friday this week, so if you're around at all, I'll be grateful.
Friday during the day.
Cool. All right. So, yes, that is the big news for this week for us in our little worlds.
Our little worlds.
So, that's what's going to be going on.
Yeah.
But the show goes on.
The show must go on.
Yes, just like Pink Floyd said.
Yes.
Anyway, so hopefully we'll try not to let it get us down and march on.
I hate disappointing people. I'm sorry.
I hear you. It's one of my biggest pet peeves is doing that. I totally get it. But hey, we'll talk after the show about the other thing.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You would do better.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
And I think you would like it.
Maybe. Well.
You would. Yeah. You would.
Yeah.
I think you would.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway. So the first story today is from the New York Times. It's not from the New York Times. It's about the New York Times. So the New York Times featured a full-page ad in support of marijuana in its Sunday edition. The ad follows a series of editorials in the paper ensuing calls to repeal the federal ban on medical and recreational use of marijuana, arguing it inflicted great harm on society just to prohibit a substance far less dangerous than alcohol. Substance. Now, Jim, as I don't drink and I've never done pot, which one is more dangerous?
Drinking.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By far none.
All right.
And I think a bunch of people would agree with me on that.
Well, the New York Times does.
Yes.
I mean, I've never heard of
someone overdosing on pot.
High driving and then, like, you know, running into another car on pot, at least. Like drunk driving.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you know, driving under the influence of pot. Under the
influence of pot. Right. It would still be considered the same.
It is illegal in Colorado, even though recreational use is legal.
It's the same thing as, I mean, driving under the influence goes under any kind of drug that you do.
Right. Yeah. But drinking and driving is far more dangerous.
Far more
serious.
Just
don't drop acid and go driving.
Yeah.
That would be a bad idea.
That would be a very bad
or
idea.
Or lewds, as according to... Wolf of Wall Street.
Did you see
that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, I don't know how I got back in one piece. I didn't get a scratch in the car, and then
didn't need to see the next morning. Oh, oopsie.
Oopsie.
So Sunday's ad promoting the website Leafly.com, which helps users locate medical marijuana dispensaries and choose strains, shows a woman jogging past a brownstone near a professionally dressed man with a paper under his arm. Ian chose a Inca cannabis strain to relieve his MS symptoms, the ad said. While fighting cancer, Molly preferred to sativa, thank you, cannabis. Chief executive of Seattle-based Privateer Holdings, Brendan Kennedy, which placed the ad, said the decision to depict working people is intentional. The product and this industry are still depicted as a subculture or counterculture. That's just not the reality. I think that's totally true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people I know that smoke pot that are not that kind of way. There are plenty of people that are, but, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I think the same can be just the amount of people, just like everyone who drinks, Bud Light doesn't watch NASCAR.
Right.
Same thing.
Same deal.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah, left turn.
It is. New York legalized medical marijuana last month, and in 2012, Washington and Colorado became the first two states to legalize marijuana for recreational use.
Yeah.
In April, by the way, you wanted to stop in Colorado and get by.
I know.
You did.
Don't bring it up.
You don't, because you want it?
No, I don't even have a want for it.
Oh.
It's just, it would be something to...
Just the kind of like being in Vegas and, you know, doing a little roulette thingy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I understand.
Yeah.
Let's see. An April poll by Pew... showed that the majority of Americans at 54% support marijuana legalization, making a significant change in public opinion since 1969 when Pew first asked the question, and only 12% favored legalization.
Mm-hmm.
Though medical...
When Nixon had his personal vendetta.
Nixon was not the president in 1969. Good try, though.
No. When 69, that was...
Oh, wait. Yes, he was. Sorry.
Nixon
was 69. Sorry, I was like, what's the other guy? Lyndon LBJ.
LBJ.
He after was out in 68.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was Nixon. Sorry, all you history buffs.
History buffs.
Yes. Though medical marijuana and recreational marijuana use is legal in certain states, both are still illegal under federal law, and the Drug Enforcement Agency has occasionally butted heads with businesses legally operating on a state level, and in some cases raiding the stores.
Mm-hmm.
Marijuana advocates have argued that the disconnect between state and federal law unfairly allows the DEA to target law-abiding citizens, which is totally true.
Yeah.
I think... go ahead.
But in any case, federal law still dictates over state law, regardless.
Oh, absolutely. And there the disconnect is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a... I mean, I think... I don't know if it was last week or two.
Jesus.
You need to stop doing that. It was a couple of weeks ago. Did I mention last week Rand Paul put a senator from Kentucky put a piece of legislation declassifying?
Yeah, I mentioned that last week. Yeah. From a class, isn't it a class one?
You know, you're the one that deals with the pharmacy.
Yeah, I know. What did I call it?
Class A, class one.
No, it's a class four.
D's nuts.
D's nuts. Yeah, class one to whatever else it would be at.
Right.
Anyway,
I think New Jersey medical marijuana is legal in New Jersey,
but there's only one grower and it's for extreme cases.
Okay.
Yeah, like extreme cases.
Well, it's funny also because, you know, how, and kind of going back to the whole, you know, Republican Democrat disparity. I don't know what I want. Republicans who are, you know, small government, blah blah blah, hate pot, think it should remain illegal. Democrats in liberal states are very like, yeah, pot, great, awesome.
Let's legalize it.
So it's kind of funny that there's still that that, you know, that even though, you know, they both kind of say one thing, they're kind of doing the opposite of what you would think that they would be, what they would stand for. And the other thing, going back in history, Republicans are the people that put prohibition in place. Democrats repealed it.
Yeah.
With alcohol. So we've been down this road before, I feel like, with the same parties.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Can I set up better? Okay. Hits from a bong. Hit from a bong. Are we going to start doing Cypress Hill now or something?
Boom. I forget
how it is. I am either.
Yeah.
In recent months, Justice Department officials have banned federal prosecutors from using federal resources on individuals operating within the bounds of state laws, and repealing the federal ban on marijuana completely has increasingly entered public disclosure. Last Sunday, the New York Times editorial board began a six-part series calling for the repeal of a federal ban on marijuana. It took 13 years for the United States to come to its senses and end prohibition. Wow, I just talked about that.
How about that?
13 years in which people kept drinking. Otherwise, law-abiding citizens became criminals and crime syndicates across arose and flourished. The New York Times wrote in the first article of the series, which is totally true.
They're mobsters.
Mobs. and now, with marijuana gangs, yep. Drug dealers, you know, coming from Mexico or South America, things like that.
A lot of flow from Mexico.
Exactly.
A lot of violence from Mexico because of it.
Absolutely. And it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And also, think of all the people that are in jail right now for it. And they're spending, taxpayers are spending tons and tons of money on keeping those people in jail. Which is not necessary because they're not violent offenders.
Right. Exactly.
They want to smoke a little reefer, and that's what they did.
Yeah, you know.
You know. It has been more than 40 years since Congress passed the current ban on marijuana, inflicting great harm on society just to prohibit a substance far less dangerous than alcohol. An anti-marijuana legalization ad was featured in Saturday's edition of the paper placed by the group Smart Approaches to Marijuana. The legalization of marijuana is ushering in a new, entirely new group of corporations whose primary source of revenue is high habit forming product. I've never smoked pot, but I'm for legalization principle of it.
I'm surprised you're actually for it.
Why?
Because you don't partake in those kinds of...
But just because I don't partake in it doesn't... I'm not gay, but I think that gay marriages should be legal.
Good point.
Thank you.
All right. Fair enough.
But, you know, so as the KY Jimmy Show entity, we support legalizing marijuana.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think there will be a day... what do you think is going to come first? All the states legalizing it or the federal ban being repealed?
I think it's going to take a majority of the states to repeal
First.
Okay.
Yeah. So you think that, do you think the federal ban will come in 5-10 years or how long do you think?
Depends how long it takes other states to jump on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
But you have amazing numbers coming from tax revenue and everything, which we've talked
about.
And crime rates being down. Yeah. And less arrests and less people in jail.
Less violence.
Yeah. So it depends how long it takes for you never know. Might be a couple more states in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
You might see it in 5 years for the federal ban.
I mean, you've seen...
That would be an amendment.
Would it?
Would it be?
No, it wouldn't.
No?
No. No, because the classifying marijuana as a illegal substance is not a
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking about slavery.
It says in our Constitution, you can't smoke pot.
I was thinking about slavery. Sorry. No.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's really similar. But I mean, with gay marriage, the support went up, and then things happened.
Yep.
With pot, it's now above 50. It's been above 50 for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to see the tides turn with Washington and Colorado being the first of many to come. I feel like. I'm not sure where it would come next. Besides, I guess maybe California, Oregon, things like that.
Yeah, West Coast.
It usually starts in the West Coast, and then it kind of. But
spreads like a disease.
Do you remember what the first state in the union was to allow same-sex marriages?
I do not. No.
Massachusetts.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
First state.
What year?
2004.
Really?
I want to say.
Oh, that's right. You want to
look that up real quick?
That's right. Let me look, though.
Yeah, look that up. I'm pretty sure that's correct, though. But here's the other thing you have to remember, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Even though DOMA was repealed, Defense Against the Marriage Act, so the federal government will acknowledge gay marriages, there are states that still won't. So it may work the other way as well. With if the federal ban on pot is taken away, the states, some states may pass their own laws.
They probably
will. You know what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they may already have tales in the book.
Month and day.
Go ahead.
Can you get the month and day?
Ooh. Am I right on the year?
Uh-huh.
Ooh. I'm trying to think back because I remember when it happened and I was visiting my cousins in Massachusetts, not when it happened, but right after, and I was like, oh yeah, your governor is a shit because they passed this. Though
you going to
Well hold on a second. Hold on a second, let me ask a question. Do they have the governor on there?
Because
it might have been Mitt Romney at this point.
It doesn't say it in the opening.
Okay, I think it was in the springtime.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say April? May.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm too good. Because I remember being there in the summer, and then, so we'd be looking back, it would be the spring. Okay.
Right.
Day? Jeez, I don't know. The 10th?
Nope.
The 7th.
Put two and two together.
The 17th.
Yeah.
I'm a psychic. Look who the governor was. Seriously,
because
it might have been Mitt Romney, because he's a former governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm scanning through real quick.
Okay.
Governor Mitt Romney
really
said he disagreed with the decision, but obviously had to follow the laws provided by the Supreme Judicial Court.
So it was the state court that Okay. Huh. All right. I was curious because I don't think a Republican governor would sign that into law.
Definitely not.
Yeah, especially for the way that he has acted in the past couple elections and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, Massachusetts was the first. So that's that.
Oh my gosh!
There's a whole article on that.
Of course there is.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
There's a picture I saw the other day. It was a. So you know how Wikipedia is a great place. No, even though the sources on it are not like credible, it's a great place to start.
Yeah,
if you're looking
good
for
broad based knowledge.
Yes, they had a picture of a book and it was like maybe 2 feet high. It's like the size of a dictionary, like big pages, right?
Right.
And it said, "This isn't even 1 point. This isn't even 0.1% of the information on Wikipedia."
Wait, a book?
Yeah,
like a book, how
2 feet high?
How thick?
2 feet high.
2 feet high.
Okay. Thick 2 feet high.
Oh, thick 2 feet high.
Yes.
Oh.
Like, thick.
Oh.
Like, I'm turning the page up here.
It's like, oh my God, I can't even.
0.1%. That's crazy.
I'd believe it.
Yeah.
It's the day and age, man.
Though now in Wikipedia, the information in there is sourced.
It is sourced.
Articles have to be, the information in there has to be sourced by the original content.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's gotten better. It's just not like, 100% where it needs to be. But it's the internet. What do you expect, right?
It's interesting. My professors at school,
mm-hmm.
they actually support citing Wikipedia.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
But the reason is because most scientific pages on Wikipedia are relatively accurate
to good.
Very good, people who are in academia usually contribute to that.
Okay.
You know, so for the most part, like within chemistry at least.
Yeah.
And I'm going to assume physics because it's not really hard to mess up physics. You know, it's like, okay, this is the equation and this is the physics.
So what you're saying is someone has to be a really good bullshitter to get it by.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I mean, you go on Wikipedia pages of like just chemicals and they have like the makeup, like the 3D imaging of what it looks like.
Yeah, everything. Crazy. Boiling point, melting point, solubility and water and this and that and blah, blah, blah.
The cleavage.
The cleavage.
Did I get that right?
Depending.
It's a rocks. And physical science.
Physical science.
Yes.
Physical cleavage.
Science. Cleavage.
Cleavage.
It's a thing.
I like cleavage.
Cleavage is the way.
Splitting my big lumpy rocks.
Is how easy a rock will break off, right? That's cleavage?
I don't know. Never took geological science.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I took it in college.
Yeah.
I forget what that.
I would call that brittleness.
The Mohs scale? Is that something?
Yeah, I've heard it, but I don't know what it is.
Look up rock cleavage real quick. Or it's either that or how many seams it has, like breaks it has. I forget. It's been a while because there was a lab portion and then a classroom portion, and I didn't really learn anything. Though the class inversion for the first 2/3 of the class, we had this really hot teacher. Oh my god, she was so fucking. And then she left.
Oh!
And then we got a new one. He was a grumpy old fat dude. I was like, God damn it. She was awesome, though. She made all the kids with laptops who were taking notes sit in the front row.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dat ass.
Okay. The degree of deformation and metamorphosis along the rock type determines the kind of cleavage featured that develops.
And the English translation would be...
Cleavage is a type of rock foliation, a fabric element that describes the way the planes feature develop in the rock.
Okay.
AKA the
boob cleavage.
It almost looks like
use your words.
I'm analyzing. Possibly.
I'm hypothesizing.
I'm hypothesizing, but it's... It's a variation. Okay. It's a variation of different categories of like, it would be like different strengths of the crystal lattice or whatever structure the rock is made up of.
So there you have it.
Very general.
In 5 minutes, we went from legalizing pot to rock cleavage.
Don't forget gay marriage.
Gay marriage too.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Anyway. So, next topic. This one.
Next one.
So Wall Street money managers are worried about two things. Jim, do you know what those two things are?
I don't, Kyle.
Well, I'll tell you. It's that they won't get paid enough and that ordinary Americans will get paid too much.
Really?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that for a second.
I'd believe it. A fight over who gets what from the bonus pool is an unseemingly annual right at Wall Street firms. Last year, the average bonus pay to security industries employee in New York City was $164,000.
I could use that.
A bonus. The most since the financial crisis, according to the New York State Comptroller, Thomas D. Napoli. Napoli. Cleavage. In contrast, concerns over rising pay for the rest of America is a monthly, not annual, ritual. Today, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the average hourly earnings in July were flat versus an expected 0.2% increase. They're up only 2% over the past year. However, Hawks pointing out that the Employment Cost Index, which covers both wages and benefits, rose a more than expected 0.7% in the second quarter, the biggest rise since 2008. Wages are trending up, and once wage inflation takes hold, it continues for 4 to 5 years, says Torsten Slok, chief international economist at Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche Bank.
Slok notes that a survey by the National Federation of Independent Business finds an increasing share of companies, around 15%, are planning to raise wages up significantly in recent months. He said in a chart book for clients, a broad-based pickup in wages in the pipeline.
Do you know what Deutsche Bank does? It takes all the shit from the people.
Yeah.
And we clean out the pipelines.
They're cleaning out people's wallets, that's for sure. So, well, let's talk about this real quick. So you got a raise in January only because that law passed in New Jersey, thankfully. The last raise I got was last year. Our annual reviews are in September, so I get mine next month. Last year, I got a 4.5% raise.
That's
on mine.
Nice.
So it was about, well, if I tell you the amount, you can figure out the percentage.
Don't tell you.
Okay. But it wasn't, in my mind, it wasn't a lot, but on paper, it tells you how much annually that increases. I was like, okay.
That's acceptable.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, it wasn't crazy, but it definitely wasn't like, oh my God, that's terrible. It was mediocre, but I guess I was expecting more. Or I would have hoped for more.
Right.
But you know, that's life, I guess. Yeah. But anyway, for Wall Street, the risk is that higher wage growth will lead to more inflation, which will push up interest rates, which will push down stock prices. The rate setters of the Federal Reserve think that unemployment can fall to 4.5% before inflation starts to be a problem. Salk says inflation could come much sooner, citing academic studies that put the inflation inflationary threshold anywhere from 6% unemployment all the way up to 7.2%. So are they saying that as unemployment falls, inflation increases?
Yeah, because
the demand of things.
Think about it. It as unemployment falls, you're employing more people.
Yes.
So
they can afford things.
Right, but at the same time,
I'm confused.
You have to. Actually, I don't know how that makes sense.
Yeah, that's.
I would have to rationalize it by. The only reason inflation happens is because the government has to print more money. Because, you know, and you're devaluing the
dollar.
Value of the dollar.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, isn't then in that context, inflation, the devalue of American money?
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand.
We need an economist here.
Yeah.
And Josh isn't an economist.
No.
So even calling him wouldn't help.
No.
Can we have him on the show next week before we go?
Call him.
Yeah, we need to have him on the show again.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask. Can I ask? I'm sorry. This is completely
we're just
irrelevant
going
topic.
Crazy.
I'm just gonna ask you the question.
Uh huh.
So the not next week, but the following week, that Sunday. Uh-huh. Do you want to do the show before we go?
We can do the show
because I was hoping that you, me, and Ethan could do it together.
Uh huh. We could do it. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
All right. Because we want to talk about the trip and whatnot,
yeah.
And you know, if you want to be, I want you to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
I'll do it. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. And that way also you would only miss one show.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So yeah. Boom.
Boom.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom.
Anyway, back on track. That doesn't make any sense to me.
It does and it doesn't.
Here. Can you look it up? Can you just search for anything real quick on that? I'll just keep talking while you search for it. So the July jobless rate was 6.2%, by the way. Oh, really? They typed out by the way? So if you believe the most hawkish of those studies that Salk cites, the unemployment rate would have to go up a full percent point before enough people would be out of work to keep a damper on inflation. This is what this article is saying. Economists such as Salk aren't being hard-hearted. They're just reflecting the concerns their employers and other employers and clients. So this is just this one guy saying this, or this is, I guess, the thought. Inflation hawks can even make a case that they're standing up for the little guy, not Wall Street bigs. If higher wages really do cause inflation to spike, the cost of living would jump. And to fight inflation, the Federal Reserve might accidentally cause a recession, throwing people out of work. You didn't find anything yet, did you? Or should I keep talking?
Keep talking.
Okay. Still, not everyone on Wall Street has been worrying about incept inflation from higher pay. Economists at Morgan Stanley described the mixed signals on pay as a wage gain roller coaster, while JP Morgan Chase's Michael Feroli described another gutter ball for wage growth. He said that report vindicates Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen's wait and see approach to raising interest rates.
Yeah, these people don't know anything. Hold on. Let's see. We'll go to the inflation Wikipedia page.
Okay. This one guy says, Only on Wall Street would the well-off prefer that poor people forego wage increases in order to sustain the value of money. Okay. I'm trying to see if there anyone here can like Oh, here we go. Here's one. Well, it's not the answer, but it's funny. Well, Wall Street, why not set an example? Starting today, reduce all your salaries and benefits to the minimum wage. Yes, Wall Street, you first. After a year or two, get back to us and let us know how you saved the value of the dollar. Oh, and let us know how easy it is to live on minimum wage.
Okay, here's what... there's only a short little thing that Wikipedia has, but...
I'll take a short little thing. That's what she said.
A connection between inflation and unemployment has been drawn since the emergence of large-scale unemployment in the 19th century. And connections continue to be drawn today. However, unemployment rate generally only affects inflation in the short term, but not the long term. In the long term, the velocity of money supply increases, such as the MZM, or the money zero maturity, representing cash and equivalent demand deposits. Velocity is far more predictive of inflation than low in unemployment.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
When people have money, they can spend the money.
Right.
So why would inflation go up? The only thing that they're talking about there is demand of things.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a high demand, the price goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Gas, for instance.
Well, it's going down right now.
I know it. Well, not. I mean, it's not going as much down as I would like it to, but it's going down.
Yeah.
I wish it would go faster.
You remember when it was $4 a gallon?
I do remember when it was $4.05 a gallon, and yeah. I was driving a Chrysler Voyager, and it was about $75 to fill each time.
I was driving a Jeep, and it was $100.
And I was not happy.
Yeah, neither was I.
Oh my God.
$100 a go. I was like...
That's ridiculous. Well, right now, I think I passed today, it was like maybe $3.40.
Oh, I paid $3.25 this morning.
Oh, then maybe I'm just like... Yeah. I haven't gotten gas in like maybe a week or two.
I think, $3.25 at... BP.
BP?
At the Route 70.
What, can you answer this real quick? Because I know you're, one, you know the industry, and two, as we're talking about this, what dictates the price of gas? Is it just demand?
It's demand, but interestingly enough, you'd actually be surprised at how smart oil companies are.
You're kidding me.
No, seriously. They have kept records back from when they started selling gas at the beginning of,
the 19th century?
Yeah.
20th century?
20th century. And they've been able to identify trends and, identify trends and apply it to modern, as growth of increase of cars and everything happens. They actually decide how much they're going to blend and make 6 weeks. It's either 6 or 8 weeks in advance before.
Hmm.
So that it's the demand, but it's also what they supply.
So
according to the trends that they've found.
So they dictate the price in a way.
In a certain way, yeah.
So then what's the reason why to keep it so high? In relative terms. Because here's the difference. Because I've always heard this comparison. Well, it's still cheaper than a gallon of milk. Well, yeah, but I don't go out and buy 20 gallons of milk at one time. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's
I remember when living in New Jersey when I was a lot younger, obviously, gas was under a dollar.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, it hasn't been under a dollar since our parents started driving.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was
gas crisis of what, 1980?
79?
Was that it? 79?
I think 79. Gas prices over time. History? We'll go history.
Let's see.
No, I want like really far back. Gas buddy. No.
2014 gas price history, historical prices effect. 1972 $2 a gallon.
So maybe under. Okay, I remember when it was. Oh well, obviously I remember when it was under $2 a gallon. So, in the OPEC oil embargo, it was at two. It went over 250, And then in the Iraq-Iran War, it was in 1988, it went up to 372. And then the average for in July 2008, right after I got my fucking license, was $4.46.
Uh-huh.
And then it dropped down like that. I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was right
after. It says it's right after.
Yeah, it was like Obama was like, okay, we're pulling out or something, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the reason why it dropped like that.
All right. Well, that's interesting, but then why? Then I guess my follow up question would be: so why not just pump out, pump out, pump out?
Well, you have pump out, pump out, but then you create such an excess that the price goes down and they lose profits.
Oh no!
And also that also decreases from your reserves. They don't just think about, you know, like, they think about what they do is it's like, let's get our maximum profitability for our maximum longevity of how long we can pump this oil.
Yeah, but I think the thing that pisses people off is when they hear about like, oh, oil companies record profits this quarter, right, like because the price is so high.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
I mean, but that but it doesn't match. But the gas, the price of gas doesn't match inflation.
No, it doesn't. Because they dictate everything.
So they're dickheads.
They're not. They, in a way.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up to say, but they own the world.
They own the world
because the world is dependent on them.
It is.
Yes. And I've said it many times. You know, until there is an alternative source of fuel other than oil, they will still own the world.
Solar, wind.
No, something.
But you could totally say though, you could totally argue for the fact that the reason why we're not more advanced in alternative energies is because of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
see, but that's like the fucked up thing about it is we have companies that want to stay in business, but I'm sorry, over time your product is going to matter less and less just from technological advances.
Right.
That's why we don't have printing presses anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's why we don't have horse-drawn carriages anymore. Right. It's why we don't have candles aren't a big deal anymore because we have lights. We have electricity. Like, things going to fade out over time, and people just need to suck it up and deal with it.
Yeah, but the problem is the oil companies, they know they have X amount and will last them this long.
Right, but they know that they've bought politicians.
It's not even politicians. It's
like
the business,
a rock.
It's the business sense that they know that they can keep doing this for X amount of years. And anybody who tries, I mean, I don't know if you know, but anybody who tries or comes close to, you know, like coming up with alternative fuels, like I'm pretty sure I talked about there was a plant down in Texas that the government funded that made, they made synthetic gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately for them at the time, that gasoline was priced about $2 of what it was for oil-based gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
The government had to shut the plant down. Exxon bought it up and dismantled the plant right away.
Oh, that's nice.
It's the oil companies are, you know, like I said, they're going to rule the world until they are forced to come up with something else. And then they have the money
So do you think Tesla is the start of that?
No.
Why not?
They're a car company with batteries. Unless they come up with their own source of power, they're still taking a charge that's coming from...
Yeah,
somewhere
but hold on a second.
But
where is the majority of the oil production going?
What's it
being used for?
Transportation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So who cares where it's coming from at that point? Is what I'm
what
saying.
What do you mean, who cares?
So ExxonMobil, let's say for instance, uh-huh, right? Great company.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
What a
bullshit.
Anyway, so they make gas.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into cars for transportation, drugs,
mm-hmm,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're not using it to make electricity for homes.
No.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right.
But they also have other products.
I know.
Yeah.
But let's say, for instance, so we have a Tesla car, right?
Right.
So they just announced the new model I forget the new car. They just announced a new car. It's going to start next year. It's going to be priced at $30,000, which is way less than their other one.
It's affordable.
It is affordable. Yeah. That's the big key. Affordable car, right? It's going to be a big deal.
Right.
Where the, let's say someone at home, so they you have a charging station in your garage,
right.
Theoretically. You have a solar panel on your roof, right? Solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
You charge it, you get the electricity to the car that way. At that point, you're cutting off everybody. Do you know what I'm saying? There is
to a certain degree.
But I don't think that the power that's coming to your home that would charge that car is not coming from the fuel company, from ExxonMobil, Shell,
no.
BP, whoever it is.
It's coming from a power plant.
I know that.
Yeah.
But the oil part of it that's going into transportation is completely cut out from that one thing.
Okay. All right.
What's the biggest and isn't it true that transportation is the biggest cause of CO2 emissions?
Yes. Yes.
I rest my case.
However,
oh, here we go.
It's only all right, I'm not going to get into the
No.
I'm not going to get into the chemical side of it.
No, I understand that, but And I understand your point.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before with, like, you know, there's plant people want to, like, redo all the roads, which is completely impossible.
It's impossible.
But I think that the perfect coupling, can you imagine a Google self-driving car that's a Tesla?
That's a Tesla.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you have a driverless car that's going to save people's lives.
Uh-huh.
It's going to save people money.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to save people time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a car that's not sipping any gas from any other companies. It's just the power coming out of your home.
Boom. Assuming your home can produce it, yeah.
Well, I know that.
Yeah!
You're being very technical.
I know,
but
that's me, Kyle.
Bomb drop. Like, that changes the game.
It changes the game, yeah. All right, I agree. It changes the game.
Right. So what I'm saying is, I think at that point, if they want to stay in business, at a certain point, they're going to have to change their business model.
Mm. But
because gas will die eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
That's what
it'll be. It'll be
when humans are gone.
It will. It won't be a.
It won't be a tomorrow. You're gone. It'll be gradual over time.
No, it'll be a gradual. I'm trying to think of the word. It wouldn't be like now. It's a commodity. I would say.
Yes.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a commodity. It would be. Gasoline would be no. It would be an indulgence. You know what I'm saying? Get what I'm saying?
No.
Like If what happened, you know, if eventually everyone goes to electric cars,
yes,
and all that stuff,
yes,
it would be like seeing a classic car right now.
Yes,
it would be like, oh my God, look at that! You know, like our kids or our grandkids are gonna see a gas car and they're gonna be like, oh my God,
it smells so bad.
Oh what? Oh no, I love classic car smells.
Yeah,
carbureted, unburnt hydrocarbons. Oh, it's like heaven. It's heaven, dude.
No, it's illegal to huff all you want, so you're going to go and get high off of it.
No. If you get high off of it, you die.
I know what you mean by that, but I think that coupling is, I think that's the future with this stuff. And they're going to have to either get into the battery business or do something else, but they're going to go away at some point,
futuristic.
And there's nothing they're going to be able to do about it. And I really am going to applaud the day for that, honestly, because I know you won't, but because I feel like they're doing more harm than good for humanity's sake.
Yeah, for humanity's
because
sake, I would agree with that.
I think too many businesses think about today and not about tomorrow.
Yeah, because that's all.
Because their product isn't going to be relevant in 50 years anymore.
No, it won't be relevant, but it'll still be around.
Of course, there's still going to be a demand for it.
Yeah.
And there's still going to be a need for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like saying Polaroid pictures are still in demand right now. They're not.
Yeah, but people still like them because they're cool.
And that's what I think gas is going to become.
Yeah.
Eventually.
It's going to be for the rich man.
No, it will not be for the rich man.
Oh, you drive a gasoline car. Oh.
No, the gasoline cars will be for the people that have no money.
No money?
That can't afford the... That don't have a home to put the electric charger in, things like that.
Mm.
But the $30,000 car, that's fucking affordable now.
It is. That's pretty affordable.
And the lease is going to go way down because the lease right now is like $450 a month on the $70,000 car, which is a lot of money.
Model S?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dropping that down by more than half, that's going to be very affordable.
That would be very affordable, yeah.
So,
I still think hydrogen fuel cells are the way to go. Oh, yeah. Most abundant element.
Right.
But it's, like, it's so expensive.
Right.
To
produce?
No. Well, it's very difficult to produce.
Oh.
But it's even more, the fuel cell is more expensive, too. Huh. And it's only a little bit more efficient than gasoline engines.
Right.
But you never know. Electric cars, yeah.
So do you want to do one more story and then we'll finish up? Sure. It's just a short story. So Japan is planning to launch a military space force by 2019 that would initially be tasked with protecting satellites from dangerous debris orbiting Earth, a report said. I didn't even know that was an issue. I know there's space debris, but I thought that they just kind of like dealt with it.
No.
They have to like watch out for them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Space debris? It
sounds like Star Wars.
There's over... Oh, what's the figure? It's like over... There's over 2 million objects in low orbit around our atmosphere that are larger than... I think it's like larger than... If it's about 6 inches, it's considered space debris. Because it's moving... It's moving fast. Over 2,000 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And it's like you hit a satellite, and you're fucked.
Yeah. The move is aimed at strengthening Japan-U.S. cooperation in space and comes after the country's pledge to boost joint work on monitoring space debris, Kyoto News Agency said Sunday. Japan would provide the U.S. military with information obtained by the force as part of a joint bid to strengthen ties in space. The so-called fourth battlefield, Kyoto said, citing unnamed sources. Japan's defense ministry is looking at creating the new force using personnel from the Air Self-Defense Force, the country's air force, it added. The unit would acquire radar and telescope facilities jointly with the science ministry and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency to run its observatory operations, Kyoto said. Thousands of pieces of debris, including old satellites as well as pieces of rockets and other space equipment, are orbiting the Earth and threatening to collide with functioning communications and reconnaissance satellites.
Reconnaissance!
Yeah. So there you go. I thought it was kind of interesting.
All those failed rockets back when that exploded in low orbit.
Yeah.
All that other stuff.
Oh.
I actually... just downloaded a game recently for my computer. It's called Kerbal Space Program.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a space simulator, and you like build a rocket and you go up and all this cool stuff.
Huh.
But you actually learn how difficult it is to like get into orbit and stuff like that.
Right.
And how crazy space is and how wonderful it is.
Yes, it is crazy and wonderful at the same time.
I love it.
Yes.
I told you if I got a chance, I would definitely go up into space.
Yeah, the whole like infinite abyss, I just can't can't wrap my mind around
it's
that idea.
It's such a crazy, just like, oh my
it is.
God.
It is. So anyway, that's our show. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week with Jim and still here. So 2 weeks before Ethan and I head on the trip, taking the trip. You get a week off. Think of it like that. You get a week off from the show.
A week off.
Think of it like that.
Prep myself for the worst year of my life.
Worst year?
No.
We're halfway through the year.
I know. It's
the worst semester?
Two semesters. It's going to not be fun.
One more semester, man. And then I am fucking done.
Good for you.
Yes. We have to go skiing, though, before the your semester picks back up in the winter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I might end up taking almost 20 credits next spring.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we would walk together at that point, and that would be just magical, wouldn't it be?
It would be.
Because I know Peggy was talking about getting us a party together.
Party!
Woo! Yeah. So please like us on Facebook, the KY Jimmy Show. Visit our website, thekyjimmyshow.com.
Just do it.
And it'll be updated soon with some new stuff, especially in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
And write us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
And that's it. So for the KY Jimmy Show, my name is Kyle.
My name's Jimmy.
And we will see you next week.
Peace out.
Bye.